McGill University's 4th annual Queer History Month is taking place this October. Join in later in the month for more exciting programming, including a chat with an elder session from 5 to 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, October 19th, a zine-making workshop on Thursday, October 21st from noon to 2 p.m., a trans and non-binary in academia panel discussion on Wednesday, October 27th from 6 to 8 p.m., and finally, a queer open mic night with performances by Opera Queens on Thursday, October 28th, also from 6 to 8 p.m. Queer History Month will be opened and closed by Elder Gawenodas Sedalio Fazio. Visit the Equity at McGill webpages, www.mcgill.ca/equity, for a complete list of Queer History Month events organized by McGill's Office of the Provost and Vice Principal Academic and their partners. The goal of McGill's Queer History Month is to raise awareness, advance education, and increase visibility of 2S LGBTQIA communities by recognizing their histories and contributions, building bridges, and bringing together McGill students, staff, faculty, and alumni, and Montreal community members.
Depuis toujours, les infirmières prennent soin des patients avec cœur et dévouement. Aujourd'hui, c'est à notre tour de prendre soin de ces professionnels en valorisant leurs compétences et en assurant rapidement un meilleur équilibre entre travail et vie familiale. C'est également l'occasion pour les personnes qui ont quitté le réseau public de revenir prêter main forte avec de meilleures conditions. Plus que jamais, nous avons besoin d'elles pour améliorer la vie des patients. Pour en connaître davantage sur notre plan d'action, rendez-vous à québec.ca/infirmière. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, Female Identified, on Low Signal with Claire Kenway. Tonight, we're going to listen to a mix that was recorded back in 2017 in Zurich, Switzerland, at a very special place called Cacheme. Cacheme is like a living room, mixed with a bar, mixed with a record shop, with all kinds of beautiful, artistic, creative, and intelligent people. A place where artists come to share the music that they like to listen to in their own living room for a live audience. The music that you're going to be listening to tonight is a 2-hour cut from a 5-hour set that I played when I was secretly pregnant and on tour in Europe in 2017. So there's a little special something in the air. I hope that you enjoy it. It's 10 o'clock in Montreal. Keep it locked.
you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart, you are really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I try so not to give in. I even said to myself, you know, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, darling, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'm gonna sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of just having you near. In spite of a warning voice, it comes in the night, repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you ain't never gonna win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. Yeah, every time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near. In spite of a warning voice that comes in the night, repeating in my ear, don't you know, little fool, you can't win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. Every time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. I've got you under my skin. I've got you under my skin.
down to the man was in there, went to get us, picked a chair up and threw it at him and started throwing at him, knighted him and everything. When we got out there, we thought we'd better have a bit of a spend up and I bought some new boots and braces and some Levi's stay press. I was sitting indoors with a cup of tea, there was a knock on the door, it was the law. And my mum said to him, come in, because she knew there was something up. And then they accused me, they said I'd have to come down to the station and be witnessed. So I went down there and said I'd done it and I denied it all. But then we'd all made different statements and we were all wrong. Anyhow, we were proven guilty and I got 2 years in Borstal. They gave me these rotten old clothes, they had numbers on all the time, bar soap and towel, they had a number on all, and a razor and a couple of blades, which were blunt, didn't you? And give me my number, 5360. The keys are coming around, look, governor, and he says, I've got a friend. If you're good and that, you can go down and visit him with him. He's got a nice swimming pool down here, some boys go down here. I thought, yes, if you've been for it.
Thank you.
You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, female identified on low signal, and I'm Claire Kenway, your host.
Thank you.